The Housewife's Helper, Hoosier Cabinets, on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the 4th Annual Holiday Author Fair, featuring more than 90 Indiana authors, Saturday, December 2nd from noon to 4. Information at indianahistory.org. There's a lot of debate about the origin of the word, but when it comes to antiques, a Hoosier is widely recognized as a prized collectible. The name came to refer to a freestanding multi-use kitchen cabinet for the simple reason that the most popular version was produced by the Hoosier Manufacturing Company in Newcastle. Most of the company's competitors were also based in the Hoosier State. Sellers of Elwood, Boone of Lebanon, and Coppice Napanee offered comparable products in the first few decades of the 20th century. The classic Hoosier cabinet was a 6-foot oak hutch with closeted upper and lower storage spaces bisected by a counter. Many models included a built-in flour sifter, pull-out bins, and racks for pots and pans. Other Hoosiers revealed every amenity from a fold-out ironing board to a hinged desk with pigeonholes. The vogue for Hoosier cabinets corresponds with changes in regard to the woman's role and domestic life. In the post-Civil War era, women trying to function in smaller urban quarters without servants needed help. The compact efficiency of the Hoosier cabinet appealed to the turn-of-the-century homemaker, and the Hoosier Manufacturing Company turned out at least 600 models a day. By the 1930s, however, kitchen design was evolving into a more streamlined, sanitary ideal, and modular built-in kitchen cabinets came to replace Hoosiers. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.